that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Hello again, everyone. My name is Lance, and welcome to the Drop Podcast. We're a podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Tonight, we're going to go over the game, the Blues versus the Washington Capitals, which was played on April 9th of 2016. We'll go over some of the goals, some of the stats, and more. And then once that is over, we're going to kind of go into a real quick overview of who's who in the playoffs and who's playing who in the playoffs. So stick around. It's going to be a great show. I hope you subscribe to us. Don't forget to do that. Let's get into the game. The Blues, before the game, were looking to get a win so that they could win the Western Conference Championship. That would give them home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, no questions asked. Doesn't matter who wins, who loses after that. They would have had home ice advantage, no questions asked. And Dallas was helping them. Dallas was losing to Nashville at the time. So the Blues had some great hope. I don't know if they were looking at the scoreboard too much, but it didn't work out the way that we all thought it was going to work out. The Blues started the evening quick, and I mean quick. Just a minute 15 into the game, guess who scores? Yes, the Blues' top scorer and one of the top five scorers in the league, Vladimir Tarasenko, shot a wrist shot right past Holtby for his 40th goal of the year. The assist went to Alex Pietrangelo, his 30th a year, and Paul Stastny, who's been playing great lately, getting into the play, being a little tough, getting some great passing. We need that for the playoffs. Got his 39th assist of the year. Blues were looking decent. They were putting some pressure on Holtby. And guess who comes out? Yes, Ovi, Alex Ovechkin. The last time the Blues played, they really put a stop on him, and the Blues won that game. But I think Alex was looking for a little revenge this time. 4 minutes and 4 seconds into the game, Alex Ovechkin puts a wrist shot past Brian Elliott, his 48th of the season. Assist by John Carlson, who got his 31st assist. And, of course, Nicklas Backstrom, who's always there. Great passer, great assist. Got his 48th of the year. Just 2 minutes and 45 seconds later, again, Alex Ovechkin with his 49th goal, wrist shot through Elliott's legs, assist by Nicklas Backstrom, his 49th. That's beginning to be a little bit of a theme here. Backstrom and Ovechkin, they are a great 1-2 punch. That's the 49th for Ovechkin and Backstrom, his 50th. Could Ovechkin get his 50th goal and Backstrom get his 50th assist? Let's see. We go to the second period with the Capitals beating the Blues by 2 goals, 3-1. 5 minutes and 21 seconds into the game, the Blues had been putting some pressure on Holtby, but nothing could get past him. But they was also allowing a lot of pressure on Elliott. John Carlson does a great backhand goal, and it would be his 8th for the season. Assist by Tom Wilson, his 16th, and Brooks Orpik, his 7th assist of the year. And TJ Oshie, the former Blue, also had some help on that goal, but did not get an assist. So that gives the Capitals a 4-1 commanding lead. And then the Capitals just started playing a little bit of shutdown, giving the Blues all kind of heck. The Blues weren't getting a lot of shots on goal. And then 10:56 into the second period, Jason Chimera adds his 20th on a tip-in. The assists go to Evgeny Kuznetsov and Dmitry Orlov, his 21st. Kuznetsov is 57th assist of the year. And then 4-1 in, the Blues just couldn't seem to keep it going. They get into the third period. They don't allow any more goals until about halfway in. Alex Ovechkin is so happy to get his 50th with a great slap shot. Assist from guess who? Nicholas Backstrom, his 50th. And from former Blue TJ Oshie, his 25th of the year. I am sure Oshie is happy to get an assist on that play and happy to kind of nag the Blues by saying, hey, you shouldn't have traded me, because he played a pretty good game overall. The Blues really never were in this game past the first little part of the first period. They just couldn't seem to get great pressure on Holtby. And when they did, Holtby came up with great saves. The play was mostly in the Blues end with Brian Elliott. Let's go ahead and look over some of the recap in the box score. The Capitals had 36 shots on goal. The Blues were left with just 20. The faceoffs were not too far apart. 55% won by the Capitals. The Blues won 46%. Both teams went 0-for on the power play. The Blues were 0-for-3, and the Capitals were 0-for-2. The Blues even had a 4-man advantage and couldn't even get a shot on goal. There was 26 hits, which the Blues did play a little more physical. The Capitals had 19. The Capitals blocked 10 shots. The Blues blocked 12. Giveaways. The Capitals gave away the puck 3 times. The Blues gave it away twice. Basically, the Capitals came into this game with really nothing to win. They'd won their conference. They'd won the President's Trophy. They didn't have to play this hard. They didn't have to start Holtby. The rumor was they weren't going to even start Ovechkin or Holtby. But this showed that the Capitals are a serious team, and they're going to take the playoffs serious this year. And along with them and the Florida Panthers, they are my favorite two to come out of the Eastern Conference. I'd be shocked if one of those teams don't. So the Capitals, after the end of the season, have a record of 56-17-8. The Blues, 49-24-9. So the Blues finished second in the Western Conference. They will end up playing the Blackhawks in the first round. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but I believe the first game is Wednesday. I might be wrong. Let's go over some of these playoff seedings in the Eastern and Western Conference. Dallas, by winning the number one seed, will play the number eight seed, the Minnesota Wild. The Blues, of course, will play the Blackhawks. And the Kings will either play the San Jose Sharks or the Predators, and the Ducks will play the other team besides that, the Sharks or the Predators. So that's still being decided. LA will either play again the Sharks or the Predators, and San Jose will play the other one. Same way in the Eastern Conference, the Florida Panthers will play either the Rangers or Islanders, and Pittsburgh will play either the Rangers or Islanders. It's according to how the games go tonight. Detroit, who snuck in by the skin of their teeth, and I mean the skin of their teeth. Boston just needed 1 point out of the last two games to be able to overtake the Red Wings for the last position, and just couldn't do it, which just makes me sick. Tampa Bay will play the Red Wings. Capitals will play the Flyers. I'm looking for some good series here. Should be some great overall playoffs. And, you know, it looks like we're expecting the Blues to do a little bit better than they have been. It's a wait-and-see attitude. I was worried about the scoring the last couple games. They've not scored a lot. But until then, the scoring has just been great. So let's hope they get that scoring back in the playoffs. And let's hope they can take it to Chicago. They need to really take it to them from the beginning of the first drop of the puck. They can't let the Blackhawks, you know, dictate play. Once they do that, the Blues are done. If the Blues go down 2-0 in this series, I don't see them coming back. They're going to have to go ahead 2-0 and at least, you know, they're going to have to use this home ice advantage. They have to use this to their advantage. I don't want them going back to Chicago 1-1 are 2-0. It's done in my mind if that happens, but let's hope it doesn't. Let's get ready for the playoffs, everyone. If we want to go over the NHL leaderboard, we'll do that real quick. Alex Ovechkin has 50 goals. Patrick Kane, 106 points. Eric Carlson, a defenseman, has 66 points. Brenton Holtby has 48 wins. My goodness, 48 wins. Makes sense, though. It's with the Washington Capitals, who won the President's Trophy and one of my favorite teams to come out of the East. Again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining the Drop Podcast. We are dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. Please follow us on Twitter at the official The Drop. You can also see us on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search up The Drop Podcast. If we don't show up immediately, go to the filter section, hit channels, and we should show up there. You can see some of our live videos where we actually show the scoring live. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Just look up The Drop Podcast on Facebook and you should be able to find us, or look up facebook.com/The Drop Podcast or The Drop Podcast Hockey. I'm not sure which one it is. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you enjoy this podcast. We will be back for a preview of the playoffs, which I hope everyone enjoys. We'll delve into the Blackhawks, what they need to do to win the series. We'll delve into what the Blues need to do to avoid losing the series and to move on to the second round. We'll talk about much, much more, including some of the other playoff matchups. And we hope you enjoy this again. Please follow us on all of our social media. Have a great night, and let's go Blues!